Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is December 26, 2013, going into our next year. And so, we're excited. Just hope everyone had a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays here. And so today we wanted to talk about, again, about your goals and productivity for 2014 and how to consistently increase your coaching and your revenue and getting clear about your goals and your focus, Performing Edge coaching goals for this next year and your, you know, starting and your business and prosperity and all. And so, this is a really good time to reflect on that. We talked about it some last time, and so we'll talk about more of that this time as well. And then, announcements. First, let's see, the next call would be, it's always on the second and fourth Thursday of the month at January. It would be January the 9th will be our next call on. And I think, Michelle, you said you were going to be back in Bali, so in Indonesia. And so, she's requesting, I know you're requesting that one hour earlier at 9, so we can start at 9 o'clock Pacific time and 12 o'clock Eastern, so that it's not quite so late for you there. Hopefully that'll work out well. So everyone put that on their calendars for January 9th at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern. And then figure out your times for the for Europe and for the other countries as well. And so that'll be great. And then we're also going to be starting, several of you have requested a level 2 for Performing Edge Coaching. And so I'm going to be starting that in mid-January. So we'll be going through more of part 2 of the book, the middle second part of the second half of the book, of the Your Performing Edge book, how to coach others with that, and really diving into the business aspects of your business, too. And so I'll send out more information about that, how to really be successful in your coaching business, since many of you are getting going through the program and getting certified. And, it's great. And, Alex, I wanted to mention that Alex just completed all the courses, all the course assignments, and sent in his, your exam. And I just wanted to announce that, congratulations, Alex. So you're now certified Performing Edge Coaching.
All right. Look at that.
So thanks, Alison.
It's a Merry Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're very good with setting your goals. And you said your goal was to complete the course by the end of this year. And
that's
you did
right.
Exactly,
yep.
That.
That's right. Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, that's great. So, I want to invite each of you to if you'd like, I can do an interview with you to promote your business.
Sure.
And so we're going to do that one with Alex with you tomorrow, I know. At
Tomorrow, 4 p.m., I think 1 p.m. your time.
Yeah, so we'll do that. Each of you, if you'd like to do that, just send me a time, a day and a time that you're available. Just takes 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll send you the little documents how to get set up with Google Hangouts, because it's like Skype, Skype video, but very clearer and much better reception and a lot more options with it. And so it's great. And then you can put it up, if you'd like, you can put it up on your own YouTube channel and mine, and just to help you get promoted and help the world know about you and your own unique qualities and coaching abilities. So, so that'll be great. So, do you have questions? Before we get started, anyone have questions you'd like to ask me?
Just out of curiosity, Dr. Tran, is any possibility that we can conduct this talk via Google's Hangout?
Oh, do these talks here?
Yeah.
We could, and I'm looking, and then we can make them private, and just put them in the members area.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone... I'm looking into that, and it's a great question, because a lot of people are calling in and used to, you know, it's easy to call, but it's, yeah, even better to be able to do it via the internet. So, yeah, we might be able to, that way we get, you know, I could show you different things on the screen as well. Yeah, visual stuff. PowerPoint slides and that kind of thing. So, well, let me work on that for the next session. I'm not sure when we can do that, but I'm looking into if we. I know it's technically possible. Definitely with we can all join in that way, and you can ask questions. It's just a matter of whether getting everyone hooked up with. Knowing how to do Google Hangouts.
Yeah, of course.
Just being able to click in, but everyone should be able to listen to it, and then also you can. There's a way you can just ask questions, and actually, we can see each other as well. So
yeah, but given the powerful positive outcome of using Google Hangout, if we can start using it during these talks, then that much the better for all of us, so we can become much more acquainted, and so when it's time to do interviews and get to know other athletes or conduct, or presentations, we'll be much more confident and familiar with it. So
that's right,
it's like
yeah.
a nature in a way.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's an idea, so maybe useful.
Yeah, that's great, and because Alex, it is such a powerful tool. And you're all free to use it yourself to interview your athletes and interviews with and just talk with other people that way. You could actually do just coaching sessions with other athletes too, and then just make it private. You have the option of making it public or private on there, so that the ones that you want private, you can just keep so that only that other athlete has that link. And then if you want something public, then you can have that option too. And that way, if you want to do a webinar or a talk, a lecture, a one-way kind of thing where it's only you speaking, then you can do that as well. You don't have to you can invite other people to listen in if you want, or you can just do one. The first time around, if you're a little bit, not confident about it, you can, just do one yourself. And that way, if you mess up, you can just delete it kind of thing and try again. So it's that way, once you do a nice webinar, then you can put it up on your website, and you can then have it there permanently, so it could be a teaching tool for you as well.
Yep. So I like to become very familiar with this tool. Clearly, it's wonderful for all of us. I'm thinking of interviewing this young girl that lives in my same neighborhood. She's 17, I believe. She just missed by a few seconds her chances of representing the U.S. in the next Olympic.
The Winter Olympics?
In the Summer Olympics, she said she runs. She's only 17, so she's very, very talented. So I was hoping to interview her.
That would be great.
So the more I become more familiar with this Google Hangout, maybe I can learn from you on how to approach her and her family, so this doesn't become a very scary thing. I'd like to sometime today or tomorrow or next time.
Did someone else just join us, too?
Yeah, hi, it's Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too.
To you, too.
Yeah, so glad you could join us. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Is Sue on the line, too? I thought maybe I heard her voice. She's up in Canada. Anyway, that's great, Rob. You're down in Southern California coaching your athletes there?
Doing it.
Great, yeah. Did you have any question or any progress reports on anything that's happening with you?
I'm just headed to the Olympic training center. I'll be there for a week.
Okay, great. Yeah, wonderful. The in Costa, what is it? Costa Mesa?
No, Chula Vista at the Olympic Training Center. I'll be there for the IAAF Level 5 certification for endurance.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. So, good. That's fantastic. Yeah. And, yes, Sophie, you're still there in she's calling all the way in from Brussels. I think she might put herself on mute. But anyway, we've got people calling in from all over the world here.
Wow, very
that's
cool.
Great. Yeah. So, that's great to hear from you, Rob. And, I hope everyone's having a good Christmas. Well, let's, I want to dive into our formula here that I have for goal realization for 2014, and just first review quickly the steps that we did last time, and then go into more of the steps. So, this is a really good time with the end of this year to evaluate your biggest successes from this year, and so you might I'd encourage you as a sort of homework assignment or personal assignment to. This week and, maybe this weekend, evaluating your biggest successes from this year, your accomplishments, and, writing those down so that you can really give yourself kind of personal credit for that, have a sense of personal achievement. And I still hear that echo again, huh? I wonder, Rob, and everyone, if you could just put yourself on mute for this little section. Just push *6. Maybe that'll help so that we get a good recording. And then, if you have a question, just you can unmute again by pressing *6 again. Yeah, that's better. And somehow we're getting a funny echo on there, but now I think it's better. Thanks, I appreciate that. And you're welcome to ask any questions. Just press *6 anytime. Number one, evaluate your biggest successes from 2013 and then write those down and, maybe do, some of you might like to do it on paper or you could do it on a Word document or some way that you actually, write out the things that you accomplished this year, and that'll lead you to probably thinking about new goals for next year as well. And also, evaluate your biggest challenges from this year, the things that you struggled with the most, and maybe you got through something difficult and you wanted to move forward with that or work on that further for this next year. So write down what your biggest challenges were and maybe things that you did get through, what skills you used to get through those challenges, and then if things are unfinished, what things you need to do to move forward in the next year. I think a good phrase that I always like to say is, it's not what you're trying to escape from, it's what you're moving toward. So it's a good phrase to keep in mind, I think, for the next year. It's not what you're trying to escape from, it's what you're moving toward. Rather than just looking at the past, we want to really move forward in this year. And so then the third thing is, so first, evaluate your biggest successes from last year. Number two, evaluate your major challenges from last year and then from this current year. And then number three, what's your vision for 2014? And, write out your long-term goals. And I like to think of it in... think of your whole vision. You could first just brainstorm in terms of all the things you'd like to accomplish. Just kind of free, do a free-flowing, maybe a mind map, just drawing circles on a page or just writing out words. Just not worrying about timelines or priorities or anything at first, but just kind of if you had your anything you could accomplish, what would that be? And just really let your mind flow. Someone could if you could mute yourself and just press *6, then we can because it seems to be a little bit of background noise. That'd be great. And then if you want to speak, then just press *6 again. So thank you. Then in your vision for 2014, write down all the things that you'd like to accomplish, and maybe your mind goes in different areas, and that's okay, just to write all the different things down that you want to do, and then be able to go back, and you can set priorities, and I like to divide the year up into quarters because the mind thinks in terms of three months at a time. And so maybe you can think of what's my one major project for the first quarter, January, February, March, and think because it's much easier then to kind of segment things out. And then what's the next priority for the next quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And it doesn't have to be just one thing, but if you can think of one major thing you can focus on, then it's much more likely to get done. Some of you might be wanting to take the level two for Performing Edge Coaching, and I'll send out more information about that. There'll be a discounted fee for that, so it's a really good, great thing. So that might be one priority. Other things might be just, you know, really getting your coaching business going, and or others of you might be working on the Olympics. You know, the Winter Olympics are coming up February 6th this next year. So if you have Olympians that you're working with, you know, you might want to be focusing on that. Or you might want to interview an Olympian or someone, or a past Olympian, someone that's been in the Olympics before during this time. It's a good time to get publicity around the Olympics for your coaching. So, you know, kind of thinking about those possibilities. So, you know, thinking about your four-quarter plan, and then you get down to more of the specifics of the, you know, what to do on a weekly basis, and then what I'm going to do each day to get there. I think if you can then really get down to what to accomplish each week, the mind really thinks works well in terms of a week-by-week basis, those 7 days. You think about what you can do in 1 week and write those steps out. And then what you don't accomplish, you know, you just move into the next week. But if you can think about that then and write it out, then you're much more likely to get there. So I've got a sort of a formula I wanted to give you, and a new goal-setting formula for, you know, really great productivity and income from your Performing Edge Coaching, and present that to you today. It's 10 steps. And, you know, really think about having a new mindset, a new momentum for the new year. You know, I want to give you sort of a goals blueprint for you as PECI coaches, and an action plan so, you know, that you have strategies for successful change. And so you can use these Performing Edge Coaching principles for your own personal development here and your goal setting, as well as you know, working on that with your clients, and you know, really so you can focus on what's important and have each day be a really productive day. And then we'll talk about how to prevent ADD and how to prevent getting distracted, and how to stay on target with your plans, your tracking system, and how to make small steps toward your big goals. And then how to celebrate each win and how to keep moving forward. So the question I have first for today is what people often ask me. Just reviewing what we talked about a little bit last time, was people ask me, Dr. Joanne, what are your best focusing tips that consistently cause you to increase your income? So first you want to identify, step one is identify and understand your highest revenue generating activities. So ask yourself this question: what are my, write down, maybe some of you might have done this last time, or you can continue the this for this time, what are my top 5 to 15 highest revenue generating activities? And so you I call them RGAs, so things that you you know, that you can, that really move you forward in your business. So, for example, if you're going through the Performing Edge Coaching course here, you know, that might be one of your most important RGAs, or revenue generating activities, because that's like your foundation. You're learning, gaining the skills that you need to do high level coaching. And then maybe spending 1 hour a day listening to the audios, our Performing Edge Coaching audios, going through modules 1 through 8. And you can always review them even if you've gone through them once. And the replays for the ongoing calls, and reviewing the course materials, and you know, then implementing the steps in the course, and then mapping out your four projects for the year, like I mentioned, with each quarter. So think of something for, you know, what are we going to do January through March, and then you know, each quarter think of one major thing that you want to accomplish, and then you know, and focusing on that one key project for the quarter. So if you think of, and then if you can think in threes, you know, what are my top three things? The mind tends to gather things easier if you think in terms of threes. So write down your three action plan for each day. And, you know, so for instance, what were the three things that I want to do each day? Like might be working on your website, the coaching page of your website, or putting a opt-in box on your website to build your list so you can gain names and emails of people that turn into prospects, turn into paying clients. You want to, you know, one activity, RGA might be writing emails that make a, you know, really compelling offer for your coaching services, and creating coaching, specialized coaching packages, that kind of thing that work for you, you know, figuring out what your sort of pricing system is. Might be an initial client consultation. It might be, depending on where you're at, it could be a free one that's, say, 15, 20 minutes at first, and then converting, seeing if you can transfer that person into your coaching package while you're talking with them. You know, other things might be arranging a speaking engagement, talking to meeting planners. Other activities might be speaking to a group and then marketing your coaching and products in the back of the room. Or you might think about creating a book, a product like a book, a special report, or a coaching audio or a video. CD. We'll be talking more about that this year, you know, in these calls too. Marketing your and coaching your products, offering you the, you know, having that your Performing Edge book as a way to get clients. You know, putting your information in there, contact information. So that's step one is thinking of you know, writing down what are your top revenue generating activities, or what things do you want to start as revenue generating activities. It might be just you know, going to a workout somewhere and talking to people that you see at the workout, or going to as I mentioned last time, going to a running store, going to a sports store that's affiliated with your sport. It could be a golf store if you're into golf, or any area, and then just talking with them, maybe buying something if you need some small product, and then, you know, which when you're a customer, then people are always willing to talk with you more, and then talk with them about giving a talk at the store. It's a great place to do it because, you know, they already have a facility right there, and they're usually looking for speakers. So that's step one, and then step two is scheduling blocks of time for your coaching activities, your revenue-generating activities. So, you know, a lot of people feel like they're working hard. You know, you might be checking email and watching other people do their thing, or making their offers. But you might feel tired, but you can go through an entire day and never do one revenue-generating activity. You know, so ask yourself each day, how much time did I spend with my revenue-generating activities, my RGAs? How many revenue-generating hours did I complete today? So it's like, and my suggestion is start with one during the day, you know, just something that you really focus on, like the first hour of the day, if you can. Make that your goal. Do it before your other activities when you're really, your mind is really fresh, so you feel like you're, that's when your biorhythms are the highest, when you have the most energy. And or if you're not a morning person, then maybe do it in the evening. Just figure out the time when you have the most energy. And then you'll feel more accomplished. You'll feel so much better because you're investing in yourself first, as opposed to, you know, having to meet all these other obligations of other people. If you have that 1 hour when the first thing in the morning when you can really work on your own goals, then you'll be able to work and to, you know, get a lot more done in that 1 hour. So shoot for 1 hour per day at first, and then you could build up to maybe 3 hours, and then, you know, on the weekends, or if you have one day a week, like, say, a Friday or something, you could build up to even 5 or 8 of those RGHs, revenue-generating hours, where you're really, you know, focusing on those things that are building your business. Block out that time in your calendar, just like you would a doctor's appointment. You know, just really put it in your calendar as opposed to making it something extra if you have time for it. Make it the first priority. You know, like, for instance, the Olympics are coming up, so one of my first priorities is try to, you know, work with, see if other athletes are interested in working with me for the Olympics. And I have one athlete that's doing the skeleton, you know, which is like the luge, but your head is forward to going down the down the track, and so I'll be working with her, you know, toward the Olympics here. And so, if you can think of one thing that you want to accomplish, especially in January, because that's when people want to set new goals, that's a good time to work on getting new clients. And then step two is scheduling blocks of time for doing these activities. Step three is sort of getting a routine together that supports your schedule. So you want to start with your nighttime activity is kind of like your foundation. You want to have a really good morning and nighttime routine. So what you're doing, like 30 minutes before you go to bed and the first 30 minutes when you get up in the morning, really sets the foundation and sets the pace for your day. So at nighttime, you know, you want to be... That's when your mind is processing and you're healing and you're setting yourself up for the next day. So just before bedtime, what you want to do is really clear your mind and try to, not do any more screens. By screens, I mean, you know, computer screens, you know, your phone screen. Just shut all of that off so that you can clear your mind and really write out the three goals that you want to accomplish for the next day, three tasks of some sort, and find out. You probably have 10 or 20 that come into your mind. Oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. But if you can write out three of the most important ones that you want to accomplish for the next day, then you make sure you get those done. And then practice your three P's, you know, just like we talk about doing for our clients. So positive images, you want to visualize your three goals for the next day. See yourself doing it right. So as soon as the alarm goes off, see yourself getting up in the morning and really tackling those three goals, doing the hardest one first. I use the phrase focus first. You know, focus first. Focus on the most the thing that requires the most attention first, so you'll get that done. And then, but if you other people think, well, if you have a hard time getting started, then pick out something easy first that just to get started with, an easier task. That, you know, maybe on the computer, and then you can move right into your most difficult tasks. So positive images first, see yourself doing it right, and then secondly, power words. So say your three goals out loud, like I'm finishing chapter one of my book today that I'm writing, or if you're reading the Your Performing Edge book, and I'm finishing chapter five of that book, or I'm calling my prospective client today, you know, and see that happening. And actually say it out loud, you know, say it a couple times and repeat it. If you say your power words, couple phrases, two times each, say them twice, then it really, you know, internalizes it in your mind and helps to reinforce it in your brain. So that's power words, and then present focus is, you know, have that present focus and relaxation, you know, as you're drifting off to sleep so that you are thinking about these things. And then actually what will happen is as you're sleeping, your subconscious mind will be working on it for the next 8 hours. So works great. So it's actually you're getting work done on a right brain level. You've done the left brain work, the logical, analytical, critical stuff, figure out what your goals are, and then if you put them into your brain and then go to sleep at night, visualize them, then where as you're sleeping, your right brain will work on it, so that creative part will figure out how to, you know, how it all gets done, and it will help you to accomplish those goals much more effectively, and so that you can be more productive. So you've got 8 more hours of free hours of productivity while you're sleeping, you can think of it as. You could also do in terms of visualization or positive images, you could, you know, be doing some kind of self-improvement reading or an audio or video for your motivation or mindset. Some people like to do that, you know, right before you go to sleep. That's really good, too, if you have something that you read, if it's a short section that supports your goals, that would be great, too. So that's the nighttime routine. And then the morning, as you're rising, you want to practice your 3 P's again. The first thing in the morning, visualize your 3 goals that you want to accomplish. And then, again, see them happening. You know, see it, say it, do it. You know, focus and then deliver. You want to see your positive images, visualize those 3 goals for the day, your power words, say them out loud. And then present focus, just take a deep breath. Do that centering technique, breathe in through your nose, focus on your center, and breathe out through your mouth and relax. And then just say to yourself, then get into your RGA, your revenue-generating hour or your focus hour, and say to yourself, I'm only focusing on blank, and give yourself whatever, fill in the blank, whatever that project is. So you actually, it makes a huge difference if you can actually say that to yourself. I'm only focusing on, you know, project A. And it works great. So then step three. And step four then is create and realize your ideal day. So you want to take care of yourself first. You know, ask yourself this question, what would my ideal day look like? So, for example, here's what I do each day. You need to find your own rhythm. Of course, each person is different. But, you know, take care of yourself and your health needs first. So before beginning your focusing hour or your RGAs, you want to, first of all, if you can go to bed the same about around the same time each night and rise about the same time each day, then the body just gets into a regular rhythm, and you'll feel much more rested. You get better sleep at night. You wake up feeling more energized, and you're just a much healthier person. They've done studies with centenarians, people who lived to be 100 years old or older, and 90% of them all have that routine. They go to bed. They're usually early to bed and early risers, and they all go to bed about the same time each night and rise about the same time each day. That's one thing that's led to being, living a really long and healthy life. So if you can do that, I know it's a very simple thing to think about, but more difficult to do sometimes. you can also prevent colds and prevent getting ill, so you can be a lot more productive. So then you want to rise that when you first get up. What I do is and suggest is eat a small amount of protein. Just a little nutrition tip here is if you can eat a little bit of protein within 15 minutes of rising, and you can have a little bit of cottage cheese with a banana or something, or a protein drink or something easy, then it tends to help your brain to get working quicker and your mind, and so that you're then what I often do is exercise first. Before getting into my focus hour. So, if you can exercise and remember to hydrate while you're doing that. So I'll do like 20 to 30 minutes of just floor exercises. And while I'm drinking a tall glass of V8 juice, while I'm doing these core exercises on my living room floor, while listening to some music. So that's a suggestion, because oftentimes when we first get up, your body's been in this stable position for not moving for 8 hours, and then if you suddenly just get right into sitting at a computer for 8 hours, it's not really healthy for your back and your whole body. and your brain isn't ready to really work yet. You know, often we have to do some, you know, take artificial stimulants to help ourselves feel woken up, like large amounts of coffee or that kind of thing. But you can get the same effect by just doing a little bit of exercise in a much more natural way. So if you can do some floor exercises, you could put on a video in your house and just do some an exercise video. That's a good way to start, or go outside and take a quick walk. I know if it's winter, or go to the gym. If it's winter time, I know it might be tough to get outside sometimes to do the walk. So inside is fine too. Just do some a little movement, or it might even only be 5 or 10 minutes if that's the time that you have. But if you could just do something small, you could even stand in front of your, out in your kitchen or your computer, and do leg raises, do marching, lift up your knees, which I'm doing actually right now as I'm talking to you, get a little bit of movement. Everyone can do that if you want, and just lift up your knees and, and then move your arms in a circle kind of thing. I do what I call a yoga, salute to the sun, where you take your arms and you move straight up into the air, and then all the way back, reach as high as you can toward the ceiling, and then you bring your arms, both arms back, and reach back toward, kind of like you're trying to touch your shoulder blades together. So your arms are all the way back, and then you bring your arms down slowly, and then bend your knees, and then come back up, and do that about 5 or 10 times, so that you're up in the air, up on your toes, and then as your arms are coming up, and then you bring them all the way down and around, and so do that, maybe 10 times or so, and even something simple like that takes about 30 seconds, makes a huge difference. And I suggest doing that like once every hour or so, a simple yoga exercise like that if you're working at your computer, because it really can re-energize you. So there's exercise, and while you're exercising, you always want to be hydrating, so drinking some water or V8 juice, or some electrolyte replacement drink. I wonder if you could press *6 on your phone. Everyone probably did that, but it seems like there's a little bit of background noise. That would be great. Thank you. So I can just get through our steps here and get a good clean recording, and then we'll open it up for questions. So those are some things to get started in the morning. And then I think, having your, and then, of course, eating some breakfast is really important to have something right away so you, after you finish your exercise, so you have something in your stomach. Because I think, it's really important to create that healthy lifestyle when your highest revenue-generating activities are those that serve your highest and best goals in your life. So you want to create a healthy, balanced lifestyle and take care of your own physical and psychological goals first. I figure if I'm not physically fit and psychologically healthy first, then I can't be productive with my RGAs, so those revenue-generating activities. So now I'm getting the echo a little bit again. So now we've got step five. That was step four. Step five is then your highest focus hour you really want, during that highest focus hour, when you're actually working on your RGAs, you want to protect your energy. So focus on that highest level activity first. And so go to that place of total focus, and you want to choose the RGA that requires the most focus, the project that requires the most focus for you. So go to that time and do that hour, complete that part of your project before you check your email, before you do anything else, before you go to Twitter or Facebook. Maybe for you it's creating a video that talks about your coaching or your training, or maybe it's doing a client consult, a call, turning someone into a client, or maybe it's maybe it's create, you know, just writing out your list of tasks for that day and breaking it down. Maybe it's creating a new system for yourself so that, you know, everything is more automated. So just to think about, you know, really protecting that time so that other things don't get in the way of it. I can't emphasize that enough, to protect your time, protect your energy. And then step six is, I wanted to emphasize smart breaks. You know, it's really important to take breaks and not just make them, you know, usually when we think of a break, we think of a coffee break or going out to, you know, get some junk food or something that's not as healthy. But if you can think about smart breaks, you know, the best kind of breaks are when you, I think, move your body, move away from your computer to clear your mind. And, you know, when your brain is stuck, you want to just remove your body. Just remember, movement is improvement, I like to say. And you can just kind of keep that phrase in mind, that movement is improvement. Anytime you're moving yourself around, then you're able to think better. You know, your brain is working better, your body's working better, so your business will be working better. So think of those three things, the three B's, kind of working together, brain, body, and business. So you might go for a short walk. You might, anything that's doing alternating left and right movements can clear your mind, and it helps synchronize the left and right parts of your brain. So even standing in place, you know, you lift up your right leg and your left arm, you know, like you're marching, and you lift up your left leg, your left knee, and your opposite arm. If you're going back and forth, or just walking is a left-right type movement, right? Or running is left-right, you know, going swimming, cycling. Anything that's a left-right movement back and forth, really, neurological studies have shown that move type of movement helps to synchronize the left and right parts of your brain so that it improves creativity and memory and overall brain function. So just doing something simple like that, skipping, you know, would be same kind of thing. Anything that where you're actually moving, you know, back and forth really helps. And so just, you know, taking a quick 5-minute walk can help you to get out of the left brain and into the right brain and process through what's happened more clearly. So I would encourage you to do, you know, think in terms of doing some kind of left-right. It could be, you know, being on the floor, doing some floor exercise and moving your right elbow up to your left knee and then your left elbow up to your right knee. Just something like that to synchronize the left and right parts of your brain. Then you can think a lot more clearly. And then what I'd encourage you to do is with your smart breaks, create your menu of smart breaks, you know, activities that work for you. Think of all the things that you could do during a break, one of your smart breaks that will help you to have a good quick break so that you can get back to really good productivity. So it could be 5-minute quick exercises. It could be a walk or run outside, floor exercises. It could be dancing to music, you know, just turning on some music for 5 minutes and dancing to it. It could be an exercise video. It could be stretching, yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. It could be a fitness ball that you have. That's a really good reminder, you know, having one of those big, they call medicine balls or fitness balls, that you have in your office right there, or if you're working at home in your living room, and you just go out to the fitness ball and do some exercises on your ball, just stretch it, you know, leaning backwards and stretching back over the fitness ball is a great one to really open up your arms and your shoulders, and you know, it's just perfect for the opposite of when we're at the computer. We tend to be leaning forward, and everything is in a forward motion. We tend to get that hunchback caveman position. But if you can lean back on like a fitness ball and just open up your arms and lean and arch your back, then it just is amazing how it really opens up your breathing. It improves your posture, and you just feel so much more energized. And when you come back to the computer, then you've got much better posture. You have that confidence you can carry with you for your next session, your next focus hour. You could do have an inversion table. I use one of those where you actually hang upside down for 5 or 10 minutes, and it really helps stretch out your back. You could go to YouTube and watch some funny videos or something and laugh there. Although it's better in general to get away from screens or computers, do something different for a few minutes, just to rest your eyes and rest your, and then allow your mind to come up with, to process things and come up with newer, with some new ideas. So that's step six, is take smart breaks. And then step seven is, some tools I wanted to mention to you are to use your, use a timer if you can. You can get a digital timer just by looking online, just to search on it, digital timer or online timer, and you can get a free one there. You can search online for free digital timer, and then you can have it right up in the top of your screen, and you can set it for a specified period of time, let's say 30 minutes or 50 minutes for your, say, revenue generating hour or your focus hour. And so this is your time, and so you set it there for like 60 minutes, let's say, and then it starts counting down from 60 to 59 minutes. And there's a lot of websites that do that. It has a strong psychological effect on us. They think, oh, only 60 minutes till I get this sale ends or whatever it is that, we see that all the time online. And so you can use that for yourself to say, kind of almost like make it a race or apply a little bit of pressure, a healthy kind of pressure, I think, to, get a certain task done within 1 hour, let's say. And then when it gets to zero, then that's time to, it'll buzz, and that's time to take your break. And so if you finished your task, great. If you didn't, it's okay. Just take a break and then come back and finish it in the next hour. But it gives you an incentive to, make you accountable so that you feel like you're really working on a schedule that I think it can be a healthy schedule. And then you can adjust it as needed. Maybe you work better in 30-minute segments, so you can try a 30-minute interval. And you get a sense after a while of how long it takes to do different tasks. So you can really then plan out your day better, and you'll find you can get a lot more accomplished when you use a countdown timer like that. And so you say to yourself, okay, during this hour, I'm going to just focus on my one task here and do nothing else. Don't do email or web browsing or phone calls. Just say to yourself, okay, I'm going to, let's say you're going to write this article or something. I'm going to write this article without interruption, and you'll be amazed at what you can get done. Just do your highest leverage goal first, take care of yourself. That way you'll get more done in 1 hour than most people get done in an entire day. So that's step seven. And then step eight is reset your posture. I think it's really important to sit tall, stand tall, walk tall, and run tall. So you'll be amazed at how much more you can get done when you are resetting your posture and standing tall. So one exercise you can do for that is, I call it the three balloon exercise. And you take your shoulders and you lift them up. Everyone can do this right now. You just lift your shoulders up toward your neck, and then you lift, and then bring your shoulders back toward the back of the room, and then just let them drop all the way down. And if you do that, then they'll be in the right position, so that you're not hunched over forward. So try it once again, lift your shoulders up, and then back up toward your, so like touching your ears, and then all the way back toward the back of the room, and then down. And then that'll get you in the right posture. And then the second thing to do is what I call three balloons, is imagine you feel your collarbones right in front there, your two collarbones. Imagine that there's two balloons coming up from there, two helium balloons. So you put your hands on your collarbones, and then just draw your hands up as though there's two helium balloons, the strings of the balloons are pulling you up by the bones, not by your muscles, but your bones are doing the work. And so imagine your collarbones are lifting you up forward from the front. And then from the back, take your a little lock of hair from the top of your head and all the way to the back and top of your head, and just gently lift up a little bit of lock of hair. Don't hurt yourself, but just put a little lock of hair, just pull it up, kind of like you're lifting your head up from the back of your neck. And as you lift up, then that gets your head into the right position. It makes it feel like your neck is real tall. So again, the three balloon exercises, lifting up two balloons from your collarbones. Imagine those balloons, helium balloons, lifting you up. So actually put your hands on your collarbones and lifting them up to the sky. So that's getting your chest up and lifting up. And then again, the back, take a lock of hair from the back of your head and lifting that up so that you're lifting yourself up from your neck. Your head is nice and straight on your neck. And so with those two things, the shoulders up, back, and down, and then the three balloon exercise, it just really gets you into the right position. And if you can, let's say every time you set your timer for 1 hour, you do that that posture exercise, the shoulders up, back, and down, and the three balloon exercise, then you'll get yourself in the right position. So it just really prevents neck and back pain and allows you to focus a lot more and to feel really good inside. So that's step 8 is resetting your posture. And then step 9 is reflect and evaluate. So ask yourself at the end of each day, ask yourself, what went well today? You know, what did I accomplish? And then what went well today? And then ask yourself a second question, what can I improve tomorrow? How can I do the things better tomorrow? And then 3, write out create a checklist of the tasks accomplished. So usually we have a list of tasks we want to do, and as we get them done, we cross them off, which is like saying, okay, well, that's done. I don't need to focus on that anymore. But actually, you know, what you want to do is give yourself credit for all the tasks that you have accomplished. So just move them, say, from a to-do list down to another list on your Word document or whatever you use. Move it to an tasks accomplished list, and so you have them all there, so you're actually highlighting them. And then by the end of the day, you can realize all the things that you did accomplish, and you can keep adding to that list each day. And it really builds a confidence and a good sense of that you are really moving forward. So it motivates you to keep going for the next day. So that's step 9 is to reflect and evaluate. And then step 10 is to celebrate and reward yourself. You know, how often do we actually do something for ourselves? So create a reward menu, you know, a menu that you have. Like maybe you can give me some examples yourself, you guys, of things you thought of. You know, maybe you can go do a workout if you like, swim in the sunshine, go watch a movie, call a friend. So, you know, create a list of things, a reward menu of things that you enjoy doing. Maybe go take a jacuzzi at the gym, things that make you feel good, and then ask so that you have something to look forward to for finishing the tasks that you've done each day. And I would say even if you haven't, you know, if you put in a good effort and done your focus hour, even if you didn't finish your task, I would say as long as you focused for that hour and did your best effort to reward yourself for that, for effort, not necessarily for to not have to wait until you finish that particular project to give yourself a reward. That way you're giving yourself small rewards along the way. That's really important. So, yeah, let me ask all of you, if that makes sense, if you have questions about that and what's most helpful, and if you have examples yourself of things, say, of Well, give me an example of the kinds of goals that you'd like to accomplish this year, thinking to 2014, the things that you'd like to, you know, say for your first project, for, you know, your first quarter, what would you like to accomplish? And let me know what if you have questions about what we just talked about, too. So anyone would like to jump in? If you just press star 6 to mute yourself, unmute yourself. I think everyone's muted. Okay, I hope you can hear me. If you can let me know if you can hear me, okay?
Dr. Joanne?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
I may be the only one left. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what? I'm here, Dr. Joanne.
That's good.
Okay, myself?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm sorry. I kept saying muting because we were at somewhere. We were having background music, background noise. But, oh, good. Okay. So go ahead,
Dr. Joanne.
Yes.
I've just got a terrible echo when I talk, so I'm just telling you that I'm going to have to mute it because I can't even bear to listen to myself. But just to answer your question, for me, the short term goal will be to get my website going. I'm very motivated to do that. And I loved what you said about the 60-minute online timer, just to sit yourself down and focus for 60 minutes and then just get up and have a break.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really good point.
Okay, great. Yeah. Good. Wonderful. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And how long are you going to be in Vancouver there, Michelle?
I'm actually going up to Silver Star in about half an hour with my family for a ski trip, and then I'm going to fly back to Bali on January 5th. So,
okay.
But at the end of this call, I would love to give you my updated information if that's possible.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So you can just stay on the line here. Okay.
I will. So I won't hang up. I'll just mute myself, okay, so I can listen to you guys.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, good. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Michelle. And, yeah, so working on your website, that's a great goal to have. And then if you can get more specific about that, what pages or what, you know, the different tasks you need to do, if it's what you want it to look like and what you want it to accomplish. Say to yourself, what's the purpose? What do I want people to do when they come to my website? That's a good question to ask yourself. Get really clear about those things and what where you want people to click and that kind of thing. That would be great. And maybe next time we can talk more about websites on our call in January, January 9th, since you're that's one of your topics, and that would be great. Yeah, Alex, did you have a comment too?
Well, I just look at my goals and just break them down by quarter. I guess my first quarter, I want to work on having my dissertation published.
Okay.
And then that's one. The other one is I like to write one article to a newsletter or in my blog or something like that. I need to create that, but before doing that, I need to work on my website. I need to make it work more practically. It's not really designed for blogs or things like that. So I need to be able to link my website with my LinkedIn page, so I create a much fluid conversation between the two of them.
Okay.
So that's my goal number two or three. Four.
Yeah.
And then you have to just press on the gas pedal to contact much many more athletic directors and put my word out. So I need to be more to do more fine tuning about how to do and go about that.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Push on the gas pedal. I like that.
Yeah.
Without having the other foot on the brake, a lot of people have the foot on the brake. Slowing themselves down in some ways while trying to go forward in others.
Yeah, well, I spent too much time writing my dissertation. So it's just all done. So I wanted to finish that and your PESI program as well. So now it gives me a nice package to go out there and begin to put more forcefully my word and what I do. So these two things, I think, provide a very nice credibility to go out there and start talking to more people. And so I basically have to do more homework and do more work towards that objective. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, it's good to have, you've got some really powerful specific goals this, because Alex has a dissertation published, article to your blog, work on your website, contact athletic directors, and how maybe create a little spreadsheet or something of the directors you want to, the different steps you want to move them through, calling them, following up, sending them an article or something. If you can send them some content, article you've written that really helps too. I'll be emailing and mailing you your certificate, so you can show them that too, digitally, and that always helps with credibility. And it'll be that'll be fantastic. So I'd encourage all of you to use these techniques we talked about here. I'll put send out a summary of what we just talked about here to you as well. And then next time we can talk more on January the 9th about websites and other anything else that you we'll come up with lots of topics here. If you have different topics you'd like me to cover in our ongoing calls here, just let me know what those are. Any topics come to mind that you'd like me to cover?
Dr. Joanna, sorry, I need to go,
we'll
be contact tomorrow,
for
the conversation.
Yeah, and we'll do the Google Hangout tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All righty, looking forward to that.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. And
to the rest, Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Michelle, you can stay on the line for a second. And,
okay.
Thank you. So we'll see everyone that January the 9th, and it would have 1 hour earlier at 9 o'clock Pacific time and 12 o'clock Eastern time. So thank you, everyone. I'll turn off the recording now, and we'll see you in the new year.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Dr. Joanna.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, is anyone else there? Rob? Okay. I'll turn this off here.
Hello?